I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Iraq's security forces are struggling to contain the largest uprising since Saddam Hussein's fall in 2003. The unrest prevented U.S. Vice President Mike Pence from meeting with Iraq's prime minister in Baghdad over the weekend. Failing infrastructure and government corruption sparked the protests in early October. Middle East Concerns' Daniel Hoffman says protesters remain in the streets, due at least in part, to uprisings elsewhere in the region. He says believers support the movement, too.
One of the reasons is, of course, that Christians suffer just as much from these issues, the mismanagement of the government, high unemployment, etc.
Ask God to provide for and protect his followers in Iraq.
We can also pray that some of the changes that demonstrators are asking for will happen, that there will be a more just government.
And Mission Aviation Fellowship is a name you've heard from us before. MAF partners with ministries to fly into isolated parts of the world with aid and the gospel. What you may not know is how dangerous the work can be.
Flying airplanes into short, slippery airstrips where there's rebel activity or there's something like the Ebola sickness that is present in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, it exposes them to a certain level of risk that is very real. And part of the reason that we are willing to do that is we believe that's what God has called us to do.
That's MAF President David Holston. He says support from the body of Christ is critical. Giving Tuesday's next week and a great time for you to find your place in the story. Get connected at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica, SGA's founder. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.